All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be with you. I pray that he comforts you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he keeps giving you wisdom, he keeps outpouring his spirit and his love upon you. I pray that you keep him first. I hope that your mental health is getting better. I pray that you have more joy and gladness. And I just pray that you stay strong and wise for the Lord in these times that we're in. Hallelujah. And I hope that whatever situation that you feel stagnant about or stuck or uncertain about, just trust in the Lord and know that he got it. Put it in his hands. Cast all your cares and anxiety upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Submit to him and do his will. And you know what I'm saying? Submit to God in due time. He will exalt you. All right. Let's stay strong out here. Let's stand firm. Let's be steadfast people. Hallelujah. I hope that you all had a blessed week, and I hope that these days coming up for you become even better. We are in a shift, a heavy shift right now. We're stepping into a new season. We're stepping towards a new month. So we really got to do right by the Lord day by day. And we just got to take it easy in these times that we're in. You feel me? So at today's message, I'm just going to do this church note from Jen DeLeon. And the title of the church note is called Good Things Come in Small Packages. So just by the title alone, I already know it's going to be a great note. She does a great job with these church notes. That's why I love reading it to you all every week. I love sharing it. And, you know, we got to always pay attention to the little things. You know, the small things of life matter. The little details do matter. God is a detailed creator. Hallelujah. God doesn't leave nothing out. God doesn't ignore anything. He doesn't dismiss anything. Hallelujah. The Lord is the one who watches all four corners of the earth. He watches all of us. He watches the good, bad, and ugly. He is watching us in our situation right now as we speak. And sometimes we focus on such the big picture, we tend to miss out on the small things, the little details, you know. And we have to learn how to appreciate things better and make the most out of what we have and what we're given. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times in life, people tend to not be too practical, and they tend to be a bit vain in their imagination or expectation or entitlement, what have you. But you have to work little by little. You know, you have to work with what you have and build from it. You know, even Christ said that if you are faithful to small things, he will make you faithful to many other things. Hallelujah. So it's very important that we pay attention to the little details in our lives, you know, the roots of things, the roots of every problem, the roots of every scenario, situation that we're going through, because we keep looking at the effect and get emotional about it. But we have to look at the root. We have to look at the cause of everything. We have to look at the small things that led up to our current situation. Amen. And we also have to understand that God always works in small amounts. Israel, as a people, God said we were the least of the world. As a people, we were the smallest in population. We were the smallest as a nation. And God was still blessing Israel in the battlefields. God was still making Israel prevail those wars. Hallelujah. When David beat Goliath, David just had some stones in his hand. Hallelujah. God works with the small. Amen. God works with those who may lack stature or lack resources or lack any type of acclaim or anything. God will use you for his glory. Amen. He will use you for his kingdom. You have to get out of your own way. All right. God works with the small. Amen. Israel was always outnumbered, but Israel always prevailed in their battles. All right. You got to understand, man, we have to be more detailed and be more on point about how we go about things. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to do is read this church note and pray that you could apply it to your life. And I speak for myself as well. I pray that it can bless you. You know what I'm saying? Your current situation. And no more stagnation. No more feeling sorry for ourselves or self-pity. We got to get it right. We got to get right with the Lord. We got to be firm, vigilant, sober people. We got to be strong and firm and courageous for the Lord, especially in these times that we're in. Amen. So let us go through with this and then close out. Amen. So here we go. Excuse me. Good Things Come in Small Packages by Jen DeLeon. This message is a reminder to appreciate the small things. So we're going to start off with the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. Just read that quick scripture real fast. Just really quick. All right. Just a reminder. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born and will be called the Son of God." All right. Amen. And then we're going to go with the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government would be on his shoulders, and he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Just want to start off the church note with those two scriptures. Now let's continue with this church note. You think you got healed when it was manifest, but you were healed before you even got sick. He has determined the end from the beginning. You're waiting to see how things are going to work out in the end. He already knows how it's going to work out in the end because it's determined from the beginning. But you have to wait on time to usher in what is already done. You jump and say, I got it. But you only got what you already had. It's instinctive of kids to open the big box first. We live in a society that bigger is always better, but that's not always true. A bigger church isn't always better than a smaller one. A bigger person is not always stronger than a smaller one. But because man looks at the outward appearance, we are caught up with the package. And if the package is big, we must think it's better, but it's not always better. Many times good things come in small packages. Rather than adjust to the circumstances, people became increasingly bitter and frustrated. We do that when we feel like everybody else got something we didn't. Some of us are miserable, not because we're miserable, but we're miserable because we think other people got something better. Comparing yourself with one another is not wise. Sometimes we crave what we can't, what we couldn't handle. Love is sensed. Love is something you sense. So all of you trying to pay for it, you can't buy it. And all of you that only feel loved when you're given, you can't count it. Now, let's see. In this verse, a story was shared. It was about a blind woman who told a man she would marry him if she could see because it didn't feel right to marry him like that. A donor was available so she could see. And when she had eyesight, she found out he was blind and wouldn't marry him because of it. He said, even if you don't want me, I hope you enjoy my gift. He was not only her lover, he was her donor and was only blind so she could see. God is not really into big gifts. He's into little things. You toss the apple seed away because you're praying for orchids, not realizing the orchid you're praying for is in the apple seed. God is a giver of small things. You shout for harvest and shy away from seed because you don't recognize that all the harvest is the outworking of the seed. You think the enemy is fighting over your harvest. He's after your seed. Be careful what you throw away. Be careful who you throw away. Be careful how you despise this, how you despise the day of small beginnings because good things come in small packages. Sometimes God will speak to us about things that are beyond us. And while we're frustrated in that moment, he may be speaking something to you that affects your child, grandchild, great-grandchild. Just because you don't get it in the first generation doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. This is not about you. This is about what God is trying to do through you. So God doesn't have to answer all of your questions in your lifetime. Just do your job, do what he told you to do, and don't worry about outcomes. Because outcomes don't always come out while you're looking. You may be in the ground, but he who is God will still be accomplishing his word through the earth. It may come through your child or your grandchild. And that wouldn't have happened if you didn't give birth to the child. You're crying in the natural. God is answering in the spiritual. Some people try to kill you because you're a threat to their throne. You're stepping over small things, complaining about the things that are big to you. But God isn't into big stuff. He's into small stuff. Praise him for that little thing he did, that little door he opened, that little way he made. It's small, but it's big. You might not understand. And when God gets through blessing me, you're going to be surprised you walked over me because you thought I was small. Give me that peace where my head isn't spinning while I lay on my pillow. Give me that peace where people can talk about me and not have any concern about what they think. Give me that peace where when I face a storm, I can face it and have a storm on the outside, but not on the inside. You thought when the woman got surgery, she could see and felt sorry for the man because he was blind, but he had more sight in his blindness than she had sight with her eyes. You're mad at your mom and not glad that you have a mom. Not a perfect great one, but you have one. You're angry at your father, but if you didn't have one, you wouldn't be here to be angry. You're angry at your children, but if the phone rang that they were dead, you know, every good thing you got, if you don't appreciate it and belittle it and make it small, you will always lose it because you don't see the value of small things. That's a word right there. That is a church note. Appreciating the little things you have in life. That is very great. We have to get back to being grateful and thankful people. We should always be grateful and thankful for all the things that the Lord has brought us through and still bringing us through. We should be thankful that we made it home safely. We should thank God that we drove on the road safely. We should thank God that we got clothes on our back, we got food in our belly, we got a roof over our heads. We should thank God that we're still able to be productive and still work and get things done for his kingdom. We should thank God for beautiful people he placed around us. We should thank God for some challenges that he put us, that we went through, and that he could show his power and his love and his faithfulness towards us. We should thank him for that. We should thank the Lord for making everything in 6 days and resting on the seventh day. We should thank the Lord for making the law, statutes, and commandments. We should be thankful that the Lord made his only begotten son to die for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. We got to get back to being grateful people. We got to get back to being grateful. We should be thankful that God made those covenants and promises towards us. We should be thankful that his son came to give us life in abundance, a hundredfold and eternal life. We should be thankful that we're able to go to heaven after all these things on the earth is done with. We should be thankful, hallelujah, for the gospel and baptism and repentance and a whole bunch of second chances beyond second chances. We should be thankful that our sins are on the west side of us and we are still on the east side. That's how the Lord looks at our sins. It's a cross. The Lord, you know what I mean? We serve a merciful, forgiving creator. We should be very thankful for that. Hallelujah. Let's get back to being grateful, thankful people. You should get up and shout for joy right now. You should get up and praise him, call on his name. You should get up and just, you know, sing a song for him because of what he brought you through. Hallelujah. The things that you went through in your life, many people didn't survive it, but God brought you through. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in this world, in the social media age, where people go on the internet and constantly complain about things and complain about people, complain about this and that. You don't see people thanking God like that on the internet. You notice that? Every time you go on the internet, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, you don't see too much people really giving God true glory. All you see is everybody complaining, arguing, backbiting, gossiping, bad-mouthing, you know, just like very awful energy, very bad words being spread all over the internet and in real life too, basically. We have to get back to being thankful, grateful people. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate the small things. Let's appreciate that. Hallelujah. You might not have the biggest house or the biggest place, the luxurious thing, but you got a place to rest your head, though. You might not have the fanciest and most expensive clothes, but you still got clothes on your back. You can still stay warm. You might not have the best car, or for any sake, you might not have the best anything, but you still get around. You still get things done. Hallelujah. God is still with you with the lack of things that we have physically, materialistic wise. His love goes beyond materialistic stuff. His love endures forever. His truth endures forever. Amen. So let us always be mindful of the small things that we have and appreciate it. It doesn't mean have a low self-esteem and just settle for things. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we got to have awareness and reflection and evaluation of ourselves. And we got to look back like, man, God, thank you. Father, thank you for that. You know what I mean? Be thankful. If you got just a few friends, thank God for those small amount of friends that actually listen to you and care for you and have your best interest. Hallelujah. People out here complaining about their spouse or their girlfriend or boyfriend, this and that. You should thank God somebody want to deal with you in the first place. People be complaining about their partner. I'm like, hey, you got a partner. You got somebody that could bear your burdens. You know how much people out here on earth are lonely and single or can't find nobody or can't find somebody to understand them, this, that, and the other? People are so ungrateful today in this generation. We got to be appreciative of everything, man, everything. Appreciate all of it. Appreciate the challenges, the trials and tribulations, the good, bad, and ugly. Appreciate it. Because that always betters us, our character. It always gets us close to the Most High. You feel what I'm saying? No matter what situation you're going through, you know the Lord going to be with you. You know what I'm saying? Let us be appreciative of the Bible, of the Word of God that keeps us in alignment with His will and what He wants out of us. Amen. Thank the Lord for setting the standards for us. Amen. That we could live up to His standards through His Word, through His love, through His grace, through His mercy. Amen. So let's be appreciative of that, man. Let's be appreciative, people. We have to stop complaining so much, man. Oh my gosh. You know, do not get twisted, man. We all have things we murmur about and whatnot, but you got to take that to the Lord, man. You get what I'm saying? Even, you know, God hears our outcries, our desires, our wants. You're supposed to take it to the Lord. You don't pour that all over people and you get what I'm saying? And all over the internet just with it. Like, come on, just give it to the Lord. Amen. Let's appreciate things more, because we got to get back to the basics out here. Amen. Let's stop comparing ourselves to others. Let's stop being covetous. Let's stop being envious. Let's stop being jealous. Let's stop doing all that, man. Stay in your lane, your relationship with the Lord. Have fun with that. You should thank God that you're able to hear his voice and obey it. Amen. You should be thanking God. He gives you dreams and visions. Hallelujah. He gives you things to prophesize about. You should thank him for having things in store for you and keeping you along the way. Hallelujah. Many of us, me, you, all of us, we've all strayed away at one point of our lives. We've all been on the wrong road. Now we should thank the Lord that we're on this narrow path. Hallelujah. We should thank the Lord that we're an everlasting foundation, an everlasting generation. And when this world goes away, we're going to be in the new heaven, new earth. Hallelujah. New Jerusalem, new Israel. Amen. We should be thankful that Christ going to come back for a church that's clean. You feel me? He come back for a church with no wrinkle, no blemish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. Let's thank the Lord for that. Let's thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, the helper, the comforter. Let's thank the Lord for his son's blood being shed for us. You feel me? We got to be thankful, people. We got to be thankful. Amen. We got to be thankful, man. Have to be thankful. Have to be grateful. We as a people have to really work on this, man, for real. It is so easy to lose track of things and to just go on the wayside, man. You know what I mean? And you know, you got to thank God for all types of situations, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. You got to thank him for it. You should thank him for those rough, hard times, because it tightened you up. It got you better. It made you more wiser. It gave you more wisdom, got you stronger. Amen. So let's be more appreciative, you know. If you got a job that you don't like too much to complain about, thank God that you're still getting income. Thank God you're still able to service something. Whether you're self-employed or work for somebody, don't matter. Whether it's a 9-to-5, nice career, whatever job or occupation, whatever you do to make money, thank the Lord for that. There's so much people out here that just lost their homes, that just lost their home in a fire. There's people out here that just got evicted. There's people out here who just lost their car. Thank the Lord for what you have. Thank the Lord, man. There's people out here taking L's left and right, bro. We in real end times. We in real perilous times. Things are very hard on so many people. All four corners of the earth, man. We have to thank the Lord for things, man. Y'all be complaining about customer service and how your food was made and, oh, Uber Eats and DoorDash. Y'all be complaining about all this. I said, man, at least someone want to drive to deliver your food. Shoot, in other countries, ain't no DoorDash out there. Ain't no Uber Eats out there. Ain't no Grubhub. Ain't none of that. We're able to actually have food be delivered to us. You know what I mean? Other countries, man, people still have to go out and hunt for their food. They have to still live old school and real medieval ancient times. They still have to stick to that. You know, America, even though I was born and raised in America, man, I'm like, man, like, it's just like, man, like, you know what I'm saying, man? It's, man, the way people complain about stuff, man, America is a very, very ungrateful country. Like, the people are so, just don't appreciate nothing, bro. Don't appreciate nothing. You know what I mean? You know how much other people across the world, other people in different countries would wish to have the freedom we have, or the luxuries that we have, or the privileges that we have, or the rights, some of the rights that we have. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, there's people all over the world, different parts of the earth, that got no type of freedom. Strict governments, strict laws, all types of crazy stuff, bro. Y'all got to learn. I know we, even though we're in the end times, you can't be so heavily minded, you know, earthly good. In a physical, materialistic sense, we still have our liberty. We still have our freedom. We still have our choice, or what have you. And it's like, life can be hectic and challenging and whatnot, but you can still enjoy things. You can still enjoy your life like God gave us in the book of Ecclesiastes. But how can you enjoy life if you always complaining about stuff? How can you live a full life for God, a full purposeful, meaningful life, if you always backbiting or talking bad about somebody, or talking behind somebody back, or tearing down somebody, or comparing yourself to somebody else? How can you live your life, enjoy the works of your labor, like the book of Ecclesiastes says, when you always got something to complain about? You cannot enjoy anything if you got something to always complain about. All right. Let us get back to being grateful, people. Let us get back to enjoying things. Hallelujah. Because this world constantly takes away, our feeling of appreciating things and always want to just say something to add on something. It's like, man, you got to appreciate things for what it is. Hallelujah. We got to stop expecting too much of unexpected things, unrealistic things out of people or circumstances. All right. What the Lord gave you, thank him for it and keep blessing him, blessing his name and keep calling on his name for that. All right. When them prophets were going through what they're going through, they were still praising God through and still singing them songs. Amen. They were still praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they trust in the Lord. They knew the Lord's going to bring them through. Come on, man. People in the Bible done experienced way more harsh things than we experiencing right now. And we about to get into the, you know, this is just the beginning of the sorrows. It's just the birth pains. But we really, the things that the prophets and the forefathers experienced, we really about to go into that direction. Some may already be there. We got to appreciate things, man, because the direction this world is going, the route this society is going, man, you're going to be looking back like, dang, I wish we still had this. I wish we still had that. Dang, I wish this was still around. I'm telling you, before COVID hit, everybody was, you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all looking back like, damn, things ain't the same no more. You see what I'm saying? Got to appreciate things, people. Amen. God, so I know I went on that rant. I went off. I had to because that was just on my mind and heart. I finished the church note, but I was like, oh, I got more to say. I just really had to express that. I don't know who need to hear that, man. You know, we got to appreciate things better, man, hands down, for real. So, you know, social media has a way of making people covetous or greedy or, you know, all this stuff. We got to learn to appreciate things, amen. Life is precious. You got to cherish and embrace it. Hallelujah. So there you have it, y'all. All right, that wraps up the church note. And mind you, I'm not preaching out of anger, so, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm passionate about what I do. I just like to do things with authority and with love, you know what I'm saying? And we got to appreciate things better, all right? So just want to get that out, right? So there you have it, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. So here we go. Here we go. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the wonderful counselor, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things. Yes, he is the high priest. Hallelujah. He is holy and true. Amen. Yes, he is the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings. Amen. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the sufficient one, the sustainer. Yes, the Lord our God, Lord of all, Lord of glory, Lord of lords, man from heaven, man of sorrows, mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the perfect example, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the I am that I am, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, the son of Yah, the son of Yahuwah, the son of Yes, Yes, the Son of the Creator, the Son of Man, the Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahawashah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, he is the word of God. He is the word of life. He is the word. Amen. Yes. Yes, he is the good shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the great physician. Amen. Oh, yeah, he the great physician. Hallelujah. He is the redeemer. He is the deliverer. Always and forever. Amen. Yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. Yes, in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored. You have a new mind, a new heart, a new soul, new path, new beginnings, fresh start. Hallelujah. New doors. Amen. New resources to help others with and bless others with. Hallelujah. You have a new tongue. Hallelujah. The Lord blessed it. He fixed your health. He healed your situation. He healed you. He fixed your situation. Yes, he did. He will continue to keep knowing. He will continue to keep guiding you and protecting you and looking out for you. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, you are born again. You are a new creature in Christ. You are baptized. You have been repenting. You have been on that narrow path. You have been getting your house in order. Yes, you are a part of the body of Christ. You are a part of the kingdom of heaven. Yes, your spiritual family loves you. Yes, yes, we love you, people. It's all love here. Yes, he has come back for a church with no wrinkle, no blemish. Hallelujah. Coming back for us, y'all. All four corners of the earth. Let's get it. All right, so there you have it. That is a church note. Amen. That is a church note for the week. God, good things come in small packages. Let this message be a reminder to appreciate the small things. Amen. So that's that, y'all. Shout out to Jen DeLeon for this church note. And man, may the Most High bless her and bless you all who listen. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized. You start your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings. I pray that you call on his name and you trust in him forever. I pray that you put him first for the rest of your life. And I pray that you acknowledge him in all your ways. I pray that he would direct your steps. Hallelujah. I pray that he restores your soul. I pray that he keeps healing you and keeps guiding you and restoring you. Amen. Let us do better day by day. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.